Okay. He was trying, but weren't holding the repeater.
EOY.
And 4ZLK, was that you earlier?
Typing something on the computer when they called. How do I sound now compared to what I was before?
But there's some crackling in the signal. I don't know, maybe it's on my end too, I'm not sure.
In the high power mode, and now I switched over to low, so that went from was 50 watts before, and now I'm at 10.
I mean, that sounds really good, so I don't know if that had anything to do with it or not, but 10 watts is perfectly fine.
Back to 50 watts again.
At the moment, there was no difference, and I don't know if it's propagation, which as close as you are to the repeater, I wouldn't think that would affect it as much, but... And it's not consistent. Your audio will be loud, perfect at one point, and then the next time it just completely almost disappears.
I'll just be learning how to use the microphone again, too.
Microphones are very sensitive. If you don't hold them in the same place, they really don't pick up any audio, you know, not very far from it. So that could be it.
Like you said, might be something too in this, just in this microphone. Of course, I had the cable off. I got other microphones, but none of them have the same pin out. This one, this has 8 pins on it, so it's got the push, it's got the keypad and some other buttons on the microphone for the function. But I noticed the heat sink was getting pretty warm in the back, so I didn't know maybe if the 50 watts was dropping down every now and then, and that was affecting it.
They have a limiter or something on it. Is that the old screw type 8-pin where you put it in and then...
That's what's on all my radios here, but some of them are 4-pin, some of them are 7-pin, and this one's 8.
A couple of radios like that, but it seems like all the newer radios are going to the RJ45, or I think that's correct. It's like a modular telephone plug almost.
I didn't realize that. See, I'm so far back in... So far back in the Stone Age here, you know, I still got this Kenwood GS520. This thing is, I was looking up, it's over 50 years old.
I almost prefer the screw inside plugs like that because they seem to support it better. This radio here is a FT2900 from Yaesu. I've had for, I'm going to say 15 years, and it's got the modular plug on it, and over the years, as it was just hanging in the truck, it eventually just wore out, and the wiring just broke through there on the pin. I put a new one on it, but I don't know if you'd find that with the screw-in type plugs like you've got there.
Well, finding this exact microphone someplace else in another version because of the features on it. The microphone actually says Anson, so I'm sure it's designed and made it directly to this radio.
Time for some new radio equipment there, Kevin.
The antenna's first thing that I can afford right now.
Not necessarily to replace the old stuff, but, you know, you need to add to your collection. Not many people just have one or two radios.
The old Kenwood 2-meter, I had a nice old 2-meter mobile. I really liked it, but it was, it didn't have programmable tones, and it was the 7-segment LED display on it. But I always had really good luck with that, and gosh, I had it for many years, and it's just not usable, and got to the point that the switches weren't working correctly. I'd turn a switch, and it worked or not.
Question, were you holding the microphone in the same place at that point? Because your audio went way down again.
That place, I noticed I did turn my head just a little bit for just a half a second, but most of the time I had it dead on.
Transmission was very low audio, so it's got to be something in the radio or the microphone itself.
Maybe I'll start to take things apart and spray some cleaner on them and see what that'll do. WD8VOY.
Always fun little bugs to try to figure out. 10-4ZLK.
Built microphone and cable. I mean, it's got good strain relief on each end of it, and the cord is not flimsy at all. It's like twice as big as an old-style telephone used to be.
Ravenwood, I think it's a 221A. It kind of reminds me of that. It's got that very thick spiral cord on it with the screw-in microphone, but it's got other issues, so I don't use it anymore. That was my father-in-law's as well.
It's so old, I think the installation might be having a trouble, but I don't see any issue with why the wire would have a trouble with it. Like I said, I'll just take the ends off here and see if there's anything has moved the wire enough to make a connection kind of weak.
I don't think you need high power from that location. I rarely run. In fact, I'm running 5 watts on this mobile generally. It'll go up to 75, but there's one repeater I'll hit every once in a while down in Gainesville, Georgia, from a location if I hear it, and I'll use high power for that. But generally, everything around here on this radio, I just use 5 watts.
It was defaulting back to high power when I turned it off and back on again. I've got to see. Maybe I've got to do something with the programming to make sure it stays in low power when I first turn it on.
Husband still makes radios? I haven't really paid attention.
To even check it out. I know I probably can't get any of these things anymore unless somebody's got something on eBay, but it says Japan Piezo Company. So I don't think Japan makes it. Do they even make radios anymore? Is everything still in China?
Making the Yaesu's and Kenwoods and ICOMs are still made in Japan. But there are a lot of newer Chinese-made radios that are out on the market now.
I sit on the internet here and look up all my radios, see if they still make them anymore, if there's anything available. I got this, I got a receiver. It's a Yaesu. It's called Yaesu Musen FRG7 communications receiver. And I know that sucker's really old too.
For reading about when they were called Yaesu Musen, that was a while ago. I'm not sure when they changed it to just Yaesu, but that sounds like it's got some age on it.
They called it a Frog 7 for the FRG.
Mine having some of the older equipment. My HF rig that I like to use for sideband is a Yaesu 757 GX. And I always get good audio reports on it, and it sounds good, so I'll just keep using it.
It's working okay. I did open it up, and I sprayed contact cleaner on all the switches and ran them all through cycles to see if I had any corrosion anywhere, and everything seems to be fine.
Are you licensed?
1976.
I will not tell you how old I was then.
Yep, I'm getting up there.
Definitely alive. I think we're all getting up there quicker than we realize.
I bet up or not, if that's possible to find out when I first got my license or not. I might even have something sitting around here that's got my original license on it. That was my first call was a WN8 because they put an N in it for a novice.
I remember reading about that in the history books.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a badge. Even there's a little pin on phenolic badges with my WN8 call on it. Because I went to the radio club and joined up with everybody.
Or is that LK? I think I have an old badge like that too, or similar to it. At least I can say I got my license back when you still had the Morse code requirement, but they weren't doing the N for novice in the calls. So I think when you got yours, didn't you have so much time you had to upgrade, or you'd have to do it again, or the license would expire?
Familiar, I think it was. I think it had like a year or something I had to upgrade, or else I would lose it. It was 5 words a minute to get started and had to get up to 13 words a minute for general class. And code was requirement for all the classes, WD8BOY.
So wherever you lived, that's the whatever region you lived in, that was the call. You got the number in that, and if you moved, you had to change your call to correlate with the region. That was before the vanity calls.
Department had to change your call letters, and for the first few years I lived in Florida, I operated as WDAVOY Portable 4. I had to use all the time.
Getting around it, I guess, but until you actually changed. My father-in-law was a N3GNY when he lived in Delaware, and they moved down here, and the call that I have now was the one that was assigned to him when they came here.
About changing my call letter to a 4 when I lived in Florida, which would probably be fine for here then, too, but I never did it. I was afraid if I tried to change it, I'd end up losing the BOY, and wouldn't be able to get that back.
The WD8 is a very rare call, or the WD. I think there's still a few WAs and a WBBs around, but I think you're the only WD that I know or have heard recently.
WD8BOY.
Could you might be familiar with, so I am almost home.
Hope got all your errands done.
Of course, the phone call was about, are you still there? Because I remembered one more thing, which happens a lot from either one of us. We always think of something else if the other one is out, and usually after they've left the store where it was available.
I hate running errands that way.
So if she tells me two things to get from the store or asks me for two things, I can always remember it, but I always tell her three or more I need to have a text or write it down, because I will, even though I think I have it, I'll never remember all of them.
I always kind of write everything down. I got a little notepad on my phone. It all goes on the notepad.
A little barbecue food truck there at Pumpkintown Diner. And also, Ann Sue's was open today. I wasn't paying attention to what was going on, but there was a lot of cars in that parking lot.
Ann Sue's, if she was closed down or not, when they put it on up for sale. I did see they had a sign there. They were doing the Saturday craft shows. Yeah, there's the Pumpkintown Diner. It's the one-armed smoker. And if I understand, it's pretty good barbecue.
Just made a great big pot of chicken noodle soup, or not chicken noodle, but chicken vegetable soup. And I've already tasted it, and it's delicious, so I think I'll pass on the barbecue today.
I'm calling from today. I know she's got a Tai Chi class later this afternoon. So she's probably fixing something here for lunch before she leaves. I'll have to head upstairs and see what's going on.
I think you and I will be able to talk simplex from my house. I'm almost there. I'm at the top of the hill, but I may be behind a hill, but I'm picking you up on input right now, full quieting.
What's that, 5-2?
We'll go over there. N4ZLK, QSY.
BOY, QSY.